Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Beis, Brachos 2. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin Tractate Brachos. And Tractate Brachos is, as a core, is a tractate that deals with the laws of the recitation of Shema and the laws of the blessings and the laws of prayers. When we say Tefillah, referring to the obligation to pray three times a day, the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, and also on special holy days to add a prayer for Musaf as well. So we begin with the first chapter and the first Mission. The first chapter on Beis Amidalef deals with the obligation to recite the Shema. We know that in the Torah that there are three passages which refer to the Shema, and it says in one of those paragraphs in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, verse 7, it says, "V'dibarta bam," and you shall speak these words, "b'shachbacha uvikumecha," when you lie down and when you rise up. And the rabbis learn out from this verse that you're supposed to read the Shema. The rabbis learn out on 10b in Brachos that you're supposed to recite the Shema twice a day. The time when you lie down, that is the evening Shema, and the time when you wake up, which is the morning Shema. And so our mission is going to discuss when are those times. So we begin with the evening Shema. And so that is what our tractate first starts dealing with. So Me'imasai Korin Eshema Ba'arvin says our Mishnah, the first words in the entire Shas and the entire Talmud is, from when do we start to read the Shema in the evening? At what point is it permitted every evening? And so says our Mishnah, Mishah Shakohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumatan. From the moment when the Kohanim that were Tameh that day and they immersed in the mikvah, and so they immersed in the mikvah before nightfall, but from nightfall, that they're what's called Erev Shemesh, that they have to wait, generally speaking, they're called a tful yom, and they have to wait until the sun sets in order to eat the truma. So from the time that they're allowed to eat the truma, that is the time also when they're allowed to recite the evening Shema. And that is, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, tells us that is 35b, that is when three stars are visible that night. That is called Seita Kochavim, when the stars come out. And so that is what's called the time when one lies down, generally speaking, at night. That is nightfall. But prior to that, if a person recites the Shema, they have not fulfilled their obligation, because it's not the normal way of the person to go to sleep before nightfall. And so therefore, it's not considered a time of Shechiva. And so then our Mishnah says, but what is the concluding time which a person recites the Shema until? Ad Sof HaShmura, until the conclusion of the Shmura, the watch, the first watch. There are three watches every night, and for every single watch, there's a different time. And during these watches, the angels serve God, and they say Shira in front of them. They sing songs to God. And so therefore, this is the position of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the night is divided into three watches. And so you can recite the Shema until the conclusion of the first watch. And the sages say, Ad Chatzos, that the time for Shema can be recited until the middle of the night. And Rabbi Gamliel says, Ad Sheyala Amar HaShachar, until dawn, until the sun begins, until the heavens begin to light up in the east, meaning to say until the conclusion of the night. Then the Mishnah tells us a story. Maiso bo banav mi beis hamishnah. One time there was an incident, and the children of Rabbi Gamliel were coming back from a party, from a wedding, or from a regular feast. Va'amru lo, and lo karinu as Shema, and they said to their father, "We still have not recited the Shema," and they want to know if they were able to read it, if they could recite the Shema. And so Amar lahem, Rabbi Gamliel says, "Im lo Allah amura shachar chay." If it has not yet become dawn, you're able to recite the Shema. You're obligated to recite the Shema. V'lo zo bilvad, and not only this, but also ela kol zman she'amru chachamim an chatzos, even though the sages say until midnight, actually speaking, mitzvah sanat sheyao amar hashachar. Technically speaking, the actual mitzvah is that you can recite the Shema until dawn. And so too we see by hekter chalavim ve'evarim, that by the sacrificial offerings, the fats and the limbs of the ola offering and the fats of all the sacrifices were burnt all night, but mitzvah sun, even though you're supposed to burn them until midnight, we say mitzvah sun achayala amura shachar, that really you could do them, you can burn it up until dawn. And also any food item which we only have one day and night to bring it, really the sages say that the time for eating it is until dawn. That's the mitzvah, but that's the obligation. But really you can do it until dawn. Im kain, if that's the case, Rabbi Gamliel concludes, why did the sages say until midnight? The sages want to teach people how to distance ourselves from sin. And so therefore, if really speaking according to the Torah, we're allowed to do it up until dawn, the sages said, distance ourselves, give us time, because we know that if we keep pushing things off to the last moment, the likelihood is that we're going to sin. And so therefore, the sages said, really, you should stop by midnight. So what is the reason why Rabbeinu Yehuda Anasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, she began all the Mishnahs with this law of when can one recite the Shema? What's the reason why he began with the laws of Shema? So the Rambam writes in his introduction to the Pirush HaMishnayos that he started with this reason because there's no other mitzvah that every single day a Jew is obligated to do other than the recitation of Shema. That's how Rambam explains it. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya Achron says that a reason is because it says Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, and so therefore the first thing we have to know as Jews is that we're supposed to know to fear God, and the mitzvah Shema is a reminder of that there is one God in the world. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. The Lord is one, and so therefore we have to start with that as the basis for our faith. Another approach is to tell us that what is the reason, because this is the first mitzvah a person does when they become Bar Bat Mitzvah. The very first mitzvah that they do is reciting Shema that night. And the final answer, there are many answers to this question, but another answer that we'll share is from the Tiferes Yisrael, and he says that really a person can fulfill the obligation of Torah study every day by reciting the Shema in the morning, the Shema at night. And so therefore, it's teaching us fundamentally the mitzvah of Torah study can be fulfilled through Shema.